Welcome back to The Daily Dose. I'm Mark, one of the pastors here at Gateway, and we are continuing our series in Lament. Today, what we're specifically going to look at is the question of, in Lament, what do we expect? What do we hope to see happen? And this is a legitimate question to ask. It's not a selfish question, particularly in our culture, in a capitalistic society, if you will. Most everything we do is driven by this understanding of ROI, or return on investment. Depending on what I put into something, and depending on the outcome, that defines whether or not the act was worth it. And so we have to ask that question, for the motivation to take God up on the invitation, what do I expect in this? And interestingly, Scripture gives lots of answers to this, but it's different in every situation. And I want to look at three specific stories where we see God responding in different ways to people's expectations in lament. And in one, sometimes God provides answers. Sometimes we can expect answers. Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets, he shows up and essentially tells God, you're not good, you're not keeping your promises, and sometimes I don't even think you care about your people anymore. It's basically what Habakkuk says. And it concludes with this moment where you kind of get this visual image of him crossing his arms, looking up at God and saying, prove me wrong. And God actually answers Habakkuk. He tells Habakkuk, Habakkuk, I'm doing a great thing that even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. But since you asked, I'll tell you anyway. And he goes on to explain a lot of his plan to use the kingdom of Assyria, so on and so forth. You can read all about that in Habakkuk. It's only three chapters. It's a quick read. But God actually provides Habakkuk answers in his lament. Sometimes God doesn't provide answers, but he gives perspective. This is what happens to Job. The trajectory of Job is he starts off as this righteous guy that is having lots of faith and trust in God. And throughout the book of Job, he kind of descends into entitlement. I deserve answers from God for why he is allowing this to happen. And you get to the end of Job, and I love this part of it. God shows up, and he basically responds to Job with a lot of sarcasm and rhetorical questions to the effect of, Job, tell me something. Where were you when I made the world? Where were you when I put snow on the mountaintops, when I put the beasts of the deep in the ocean? Where were you when all this was happening? And God's not smashing Job or putting him down, but what he's doing, he's providing perspective. He's saying, Job, I'm God and you're not. And that was actually what Job needed, because he was moving into this area of pride and entitlement, and answers would not have helped him. Answers actually would have fed into that sense of entitlement. And so God doesn't give him answers, he gives him perspective, because that's what he needed. You have Hagar in Genesis 16, who's cast out by Sarah because she's jealous that Hagar had Abraham's baby Ishmael. And you have Hagar in the wilderness getting ready to die, and she's crying out to the Lord, and the angel of the Lord, who's the pre-incarnate Jesus, shows up and he sees Hagar and he comforts her and he provides hope and a promise and assurance and sends her back and says, you'll be cared for, you'll be loved. And he delivers her. He doesn't provide her perspective. He doesn't say, hey, if you knew what I was really doing, Hagar, you wouldn't be sad right now. He moves differently each one of these situations. And what this shows us about what we can expect is we don't know what we can expect in lament. Right? Graciously, God, he interacts differently with each one of us individually according to what we actually need. And so he might give answers, he might not. He might give perspective, he might not. He might give actual deliverance, he might not. But what we can be guaranteed of is as we cry out to God in lament, there's something that he always does. He always, always, always provides us with comfort, mercy, and grace when we come to him in our time of need. That's the promise of the person of Jesus. It's the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit and the invitation in Hebrews 4, 15 and 16 to boldly and confidently approach the throne to find mercy and grace in time of need. The answers might be different. But no matter what, when we go before Jesus and say, Jesus, please help, please provide comfort, please provide mercy and grace, he will always give us that. We can be assured of that.